Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here for my wine review. So you know it's Friday. And I'll tell you a little something. I've been drinking wine off and on for the last couple of months. For the last 2 weeks, I took a break. I wanted to kind of clear my palate. You know, I was going for a physical. I wanted to make sure I was entwined for I don't get any kind of medication. So I'm actually back to started drinking wine. And I wanted to get something a little crisp because I was able to sit outside without a lot of heat. So I decided on a Pinot Grigio, which is really an Italian grape that's really high in acidity. You know, the sister of the Pinot Grigio is the Pinot Gris. And the Pinot Gris is really a lot more sweeter than the actual Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio, and especially this Bayshore, this is a 2016 Bayshore Pinot Grigio from the Napa area of California. And so this was a little different too, because I normally like the crispness and the acidity and like the stone finish of Italian Pinot Grigio. So I said, let me break this one open, because I think I got this one off one of my Splash or Naked Wines, because I got two of these. So it was a good time to open this up. In 2016, this is 4 years old. In this case, you shouldn't have too much of a problem. So 2016 shouldn't be a big issue. You know, really shouldn't be a big issue. So they saying this one is high in acidity, a lot of crispness, tangerines and melon type of hints, aroma, and taste. So kind of interested to see, you know, how this one is. And look at the clarity of that. You know what I mean? Look. See how clear it is? Not that yellowish tint. It's almost like silver. It gives a like a silverish look and color of that. And the clarity is fantastic. So let's get a whiff of this. So the melons, I'm getting the melons, not quite cantaloupe. Had a cantaloupe the other week, and so I got a, you know, that cantaloupe melon kind of difference, but you can smell it from that. So now let's get a taste. So I don't have the crispness, but I do have like the really, so tangerine, this is what they pushed out there. And I'm gonna tell you what kind of tangerine. You know, I like the tangerine that has more of the juicy sweetness of it. But if you get a really fresh tart tangerine, you get the flavor, but it's like really sharp and really not as fruitful. This is how this is. And I think I didn't chill it enough, but I think this one is a really, really, it has that sense of crispness, but that flavor is right there. And you get a little heat, so the alcohol is still there. I'm still thinking if I chill it a little better, I can get a little more of the acidity. So this is really flavorful. I really like this. I think this one's going to be gone in maybe a day and a half. Because this is I can drink this and chill. And this is really what I wanted. I really wanted to chill with this wine and be able to just sit outside, read my book or listen to an audio book or music, have a conversation and drink through this. And I think the chillness of this will make it a little more different. So I really, really like this one. This is very, very good. I'm surprised at this. And it's not big, bold, complex type. And it doesn't have the sharp acidity and crispness that a lot of Italians have. But I think the fruit welcomes you, and you get more excited by having that more fruit forward right there, which is delicious. But this is a Bayshore 2016 Pinot Grigio from California. I'm going to drink this one through. I'm looking to probably add another red wine. UrbanWineLife.com. Go there. You see all everything that I kind of put out there. Got a couple of my Twitter posts up in there too. Got my Wine 101. I'm not sure which I'm going to go to. So I did recommend a couple of people to try some of these subscription wines. So I have those as well. So if you really want to, you can find those as well. Or go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can see the wine. And this is what I didn't do for you. Check it out. That's what it looks like. See that? 2016 Bayshore Pinot Grigio. So go on YouTube, Bougie Black Brother Network, so you'll be able to see that. But outside of that, thank you so much. And I'll see you next time on Urban Wine.